Harborview Chiropractic is dedicated to family care.
WDMA Tiger Radio.
Everybody, final moments of the big WTMA 60th anniversary, 60th birthday party going on live from the Westin Francis Berrien Hotel at the corner of King and Calhoun Street downtown. This is basically where it all started. The original studios were just right across the street from the hotel in right above what they at that time was Ganey's Drugstore, which is now Jackson Opticians. Second floor is where WTMA started in 1939. We're giving away another one of these beautiful collector radios here, replica radios. It goes to E.L. Hughes Sr., who lives west of the Ashley. E.L. Hughes Sr., thanks for listening to WTMA. We'll get in touch with you and tell you how to claim that beautiful replica radio. We'd like to say thanks to Congressman Mark Sanford, who called in, and we didn't get him on before the break, but he says, happy birthday, WTMA.
Oh, he did not. He hung up on
us. He did. I probably made him wait too long, which is nothing unusual.
He said, if they run one more commercial, I'm out of here. So, you know something? This is a fact, and a lot of people did not know it and had broken the law. To listen in those days, to listen to the music and not the commercials was the same as stealing. I really feel that. If you listen to the music, but then when the commercials came on, you turn to another station, that's stealing.
I agree.
And I'll pass.
I'll vote for you. Are you running for Congress?
To listen to the commercials and not Dan Moon's opinion is like stealing.
Charlie, that's right. And you're gonna be a three-term congressman, right?
Oh, yes,
and
only three.
I will not run and whatever. Charlie, I have a question for you. You know, all the jingles that we've been listening to, those were taken off of an air check that I did years and years ago.
Right.
Now, I have a question. They know by law they have to get permission from the owner. Now, did TMA get permission from TMA to run their jingles?
Yes.
All right, my legal assistant says yes, we did, yes, yes.
So everything's fine. Sammy Sonovox, that's what he was called. The Sonovox jingles from Pam's, I guess, out of Dallas. John Burwell, who is a WTMA alumnus, is on the telephone line. Good afternoon, John. Welcome aboard.
Hey, and a good afternoon to you guys. I'm sorry I couldn't get down there to be with you today. It's been one of those busy ones.
Yeah,
well, I know, John,
sorry.
But...
Boob, I wanted to
tell one on you. From 1974, I was doing 7 to midnight at the time in 1974, and the Port Drive-In Theater was going to have a Halloween extravaganza.
That's correct.
You remember that?
Yeah, that was
and,
the Girly Show.
And it was, well, this was before they did the Girly Show. They were doing a bunch of horror movies, and they wanted to bury the Big Boob and let him broadcast from underground in a coffin for 3 hours.
That's right.
And you absolutely refused to do it.
And what did I do to get out of it?
And you said, but I know a fella who'll do it.
Yes.
His name is Burwell. He'll do it.
Do you know I already told that story once today?
I said I went
on vacation and left it up to Burwell, and I said, because Burwell was buried for 3 hours broadcasting in a coffin,
exactly.
He came up and became an Episcopal priest.
Anybody who's buried for three hours will become an
Episcopal priest. Your Holiness, I thank you for that story.
I missed it. I'm sorry I didn't hear you tell other people about that.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
John Burwell, this is Dan Moon.
Hey, Dan.
How many times did you do that?
I only did that once.
That's what I figured, because let me tell you, I think it must have been the year after you did it. They couldn't find anybody else to do it. Guess who they called?
They called you?
Yeah.
You did it?
Guess who did it?
Oh, no.
It cost double the amount because of the size of the coffin.
You know, we're calling, talking about John in Episcopal. That's actually, he got out of radio and became an Episcopal priest, and you are the pastor at what church now?
Holy Cross Episcopal Church on Sullivan's Island. Been there 11 years.
So we're not all bad.
Yes. No, it's a wonderful church. Well, John was never bad. We tried to influence him, but he just wouldn't go for it.
Oh, you're too nice. Right. I used to tell people my favorite part about being on the radio was making commercials, and I still make commercials every Sunday. They call them sermons, and I'm still doing it every Sunday. Works out fine.
Well, John is now an Episcopal priest, and Boob got out of radio, and you're into the ministry now. You're a pastor where?
Pastor at Living Word Church of God, and there I don't do commercials, and I don't do sermons, but I do take tithes and offerings. But it's just, another, we all have our own little favorite things to do.
That's right. I thought of a couple of other people that probably you may have already mentioned that are still in the business. Thinking of Billy Smith. Billy is still broadcasting up in Myrtle Beach.
That's correct.
And Steve Russell. Steve is
right.
Steve is at Sunny
100, right?
Sunny 100, and Keith Nichols is of course doing weather all over the place at Channel 5.
That's right, and looking very sophisticated. You know, they asked me. Madeline had asked me who else worked at TMA that might have went into the ministry, and I forgot about Charlie Groom.
That's
Charlie Groom.
Yes.
Has Living Fountain Ministries in Mount Pleasant, and he broadcast before I even got on TMA.
And guys, we're out of time. Happy birthday,
no.
WTMA!
Another happy birthday, WTMA!
John Burwell, thanks for
joining
us. Dan Moon and Nancy Wolf and Charlie Bird Lindsay and
RJ. Happy birthday to you.
Booby Nash.
Happy birthday to you.
And the rest of the musical aggravation,
ladies. WTMA.
Happy birthday to you.
That's all, folks. Good night. See you tomorrow.
This is WTMA, Charleston, South Carolina.